Lesson 12. Good start? Tony was an 11th grade history teacher by day and a much favored driver at Limousines by the Sea on nights and weekends. He picked up as many extra shifts as possible in order to save extra money for his upcoming wedding. He was engaged to Sylvia, his high school sweetheart. Although they lived in different states, they managed to maintain their relationship. Tony told Sylvia that he had saved up the down payment to purchase the home where they would live once they were married. He told her that he would be moving into the house at the beginning of the month. Sylvia was grateful, and as always, the two prayed together before hanging up the phone. Sylvia was excited about furnishing their first home together. She asked for pictures of the different rooms so that she could begin her search for decorating ideas. Tony said he wanted her to be surprised to see it for the first time after their honeymoon. Time was passing quickly, and Sylvia kept asking how things were going with the house. Tony assured her that things were going well and that he couldn't wait to begin their lives together. In the weeks before the wedding, Sylvia showed Tony the paint colors that she wanted to use in different rooms in the house. Tony agreed that the colors would work perfectly. The wedding was beautiful, with many guests admiring how special it seemed. As they were showered with rice, Tony and Sylvia jumped happily into the limousine, heading to their hotel to rest up for an early flight to their honeymoon destination at the beach. That night, Tony told Sylvia that he had not been able to purchase the house because he needed the money to catch up on past due bills, so they would have to live in his apartment. To put it lightly, Sylvia was upset. Discussion questions. 1. What are the consequences of lying? 2. Did Sylvia have any responsibility to see the house before the wedding? 3. What is the relationship between duty and responsibility? 4. What might have been some of Tony's reasons for not telling Sylvia the truth about the house? 5. If Tony believed that God would make a way for him to purchase the house as planned, was he walking by faith or being deceptive?